Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Wow. Well, that was a wonderful welcome by Dr. Corey.
Corey 校长给我们一个非常美好的欢迎。
And wonderful songs we've sung.
我们也唱了非常美好的诗歌。
And now we have a message.
现在我们要有一篇信息。
I'm in trouble.
我有些麻烦了。
Because I'm the last speaker and everybody's used up everything.
因为我们前面的弟兄们已经把所有的话都讲完了。
All I have left is the benediction at the end of Hebrews.
我现在就要用希伯来书结尾来给大家祝福。
But fortunately, they gave me a specific topic.
但是很感谢主，他们给了我一个特别的一个托付。
And so we want to share a few verses relevant to this topic.
所以我们就要关于这个题目，我们要来读几处的经文。
In Hebrews 11, we turn to verse 24.Where we see Moses as our prime example.
希伯来书十一章，我们从二十四节看摩西的这个榜样。
And we read these words.
这是我们要读的。
By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.Esteeming the reproach of Christ, that's my theme, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱，这个是我的主题。比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他向往所要得的赏赐。
By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he had endured as seeing him who is unseen.
他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
And then in Acts chapter 7, Stephen testifies regarding Moses.
然后《使徒行传》第七章，斯提凡在这边为摩西做见证。
Now we see that Stephen was an evangelist, but he was also a prophet because he prophesied these things.
我们知道斯提凡他不仅是一个传福音的，而且他也是一位先知，在这边他说到这些。
And we find in verse 17, he picks up the story of Moses.
从十七节开始讲到摩西的故事。
But as the time of the promise was approaching,Which God had promised to Abraham, the people increased and multiplied in Egypt. Until there arose another king over Egypt who knew nothing about Joseph.
即使神应许亚伯拉罕的日期将到，以色列民在埃及兴盛众多，直到有不晓得约瑟的新王兴起。
It was he who took shrewd advantage of our race and mistreated our fathers.So that they would be exposed their infants so that they would not survive.
他用诡计待我们的宗族，苦害我们的祖宗，叫他们丢弃婴孩，使婴孩不能存活。
And it was at this time that Moses was born, and he was lovely in the sight of God, and he was nurtured 3 months in his father's home. And after he had been set outside, Pharaoh's daughter took him away and nurtured him as her own son.
那时摩西生下来俊美非凡，在他父亲家里抚养了三个月，他被丢弃的时候，法老的女儿拾了去养为自己的儿子。
Moses was educated in all the learning of the Egyptians, and he was a man of power in word and deeds. But when he was approaching the age of 40, it entered into his mind to visit his brethren, the sons of Israel.
摩西学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。他将到四十岁，心中起意去看望他的弟兄以色列人。
Our Father, we come to you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的天父，今天早上奉着耶稣基督你的儿子的名，我们来到你的跟前。
Not only did he run the race that was set before him,
他不仅奔跑了摆在他前面的路。
But he became the model of all those who would run the race to the kingdom.
他也成为所有要进入国度的这条路上奔跑的弟兄们的榜样。
We pray that you will convince and inspire those who would run the race to the kingdom.
我们愿意今天你来在我们的心里边做工, 也来鼓励我们可以一同来奔跑这个天路。
That you would find some new recruits this morning among the young people.
愿今天早上在我们的年轻人中间, 你得到一批愿意这样起来跟随你的。
Those who might esteem the reproach of Christ greater than the treasures of this world.
就是一批看 为基督所受的凌辱胜过这世上埃及财富的一群人。
We ask that the Holy Spirit do His calling work.
我们在这里祈求圣灵做你呼召的工作。
In Jesus' precious name.
靠着耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I've been coming for some 30 years to this conference as well.
我也来到这个西安特会,参加过西安特会超过30年。
During that time, I've become totally Chinese.
这段时间以后,我也完全成了一个华人。
Except for language, of course.
当然,除了语言之外。
And as I look around, I see some faithful ones who've been here almost the whole time.
当然我看见也有很多的弟兄姊妹,他们几乎参加了所有的西安特会。
Like me, most of them are sitting in the front row saying, huh? Huh?
就跟我一样,他们都坐在前排在那边问这句,问这个问题。
But I also think there are many young people here.
我也相信有很多的年轻人在这边。
Because we notice in the United States especially, and perhaps around the world, that the Lord is raising up yet another generation.
我们相信神在美国,也在全球,在这边兴起新的一代见证人。
And we pray that they would become those willing to run the race with endurance.
我们祷告,他们也能够成为一般忍耐着来奔跑这个赛程的人。
Now, this is our theme, running the race with endurance, looking unto Jesus.
这就是我们这个大会的主题,我们仰望耶稣基督来奔跑前面的旅程。
And of course, the problem I have with this whole theme of running the race is, why would you ask me how to run?
我的问题是,为什么让我来分享这个题目,因为我从来不跑步。
Now, Godwin admits he never runs.
当然,孙弟兄也承认说他也不跑步。
But he's much older than me.
当然,他比我要年长很多。
I think maybe 6 months.
大概年长六个月。
You know, my problem with running started when I was in Little League Baseball.
我的故事是当我在打棒球,年轻的时候打棒球的时候。
Now, they formed 8 teams, and I was the last guy to be picked on the worst team.
他们组了八个队,但是我是最后一个队被选中。
Because I couldn't run.
因为我跑不动。
Nevertheless, I got picked.
但是无论如何,他们还是选中了我。
Wouldn't you know, I got in trouble.
当然你知道,我遇到了一些麻烦。
And what was that?
是什么麻烦呢?
I couldn't run, but I could hit.
所以,我虽然不能跑,但是我可以击打那个球。
I got on the all-star team. I was the only person from the worst team in the league because I could hit.
虽然我是在那个八个队里边最差的那个球队里边打球,但是呢,因为我能够击球,所以我还被选中了到全明星队。
In the local newspaper, they spoke about some time when I hit so many hits in a row. Every time I got up, I got a hit.
在我们当地的那个报纸上,圣经还说到我,不管怎么样,我连续多少次那个打了本垒。
But my coach on the sideline was getting an ulcer.
我的教练,他在旁边,他在胃出血。Because
I was so slow.
因为我跑得那么慢。I
could hit the ball out, and it would hit the fence in the outfield, and he'd say, run, Condon, run!
当我击球打在那个外墙的时候,我就在那跑, 然后他们就使劲呼喊说,
I always heard this voice, run, Condon, run!
我就听见他们在那边呼喊说, Condon, 快跑!
He was hoping I'd get to first base before they brought in the ball.
他们真的希望我能够在球回来的时候能够跑到一垒上。
Oh, I was so slow.
我跑得非常的慢。
How can I speak on running the race?
那么我如何来分享如何来奔跑这个赛程?
And especially, how can any of us talk about running?
其实我们在座的每一位,谁能够来分享这个题目?
Today is the first day of the Olympics.
今天是奥运会的第一天。
Now, they're runners.
有很多的赛跑运动员。Even
some of you skinny, pretty people who run for exercise.
甚至我们在座很多很瘦弱的,你们也在外头锻炼。You're
not running.
你们没有在奔跑。Not
compared to those Olympic runners.
没有办法跟这些奥林匹克运动员来相比。There's
a whole other level going on there, isn't there?
他们在那边在更高的一个层次。But
anyway, we've been asked to speak on running as one who's not an expert.
虽然我不是一个专家，但是我仍然被要求来分享这个题目。
But there is a mystery behind this matter of running.
在这个奔跑这件事情的背后有一个奥秘。
Because this immediately alerts us that there's something more involved.
因为它立刻就让我们知道说有更多的事情在这边在里面。
Now we know that the gospel of grace is sit, walk, stand.
我们知道关于这个恩典的福音就是 要坐行站。
Running is something else.
然而奔跑却是另外一回事。
Sit, walk, stand is the gospel.
坐行站是福音。
We talk about running, and now we're talking about serving in the kingdom of God.
现在说到奔跑的话，我们也要说到如何在神的国度里边来服侍他。
So whenever we see somebody opening the book of Hebrews, we understandthat we're now being addressed by the Holy Spirit regarding the need to run toward the kingdom.
无论什么时候我们打开希伯来书，我们就知道这本书是对那些要在神的国度里边奔跑的人来说的。
And this brings us immediately to one of the great issues in the New Testament.
这立刻就把我们带到在新约圣经里边一个非常关键的方面。
The incarnation.
说到主的道成肉身。
Now there are two great books in the New Testament, the Gospel of John and the Book of Hebrews, both dealing with the necessity for us to see our incarnate Lord.
有两卷书，一个是约翰福音，一个是希伯来书，让我们都要看见我们主道成肉身的这个事实。
The Gospel of John shares testimony with us of the great I am that we might see the Son of God.Come in the flesh.
约翰福音让我们看见这位伟大的我是他如何的成为肉身来到地上。
The book of Hebrews is written that we might see by revelation the incarnation of the Son of Man.
希伯来书借着启示让我们看见这位伟大的神子如何的成为人子。
The book of John brings us back to this revelation thatOur Christianity is nothing if it isn't transcendent by the fact that God became a man.
约翰福音让我们看见，如果不是因为我们看见了这位道成肉身的神子的话，我们这个基督的信仰其实是没有什么价值。
John was burdened to recover that divine life back into the church.
使徒约翰的负担就是要在神的儿女们中间来恢复那个神儿子生命这件事情的重要。
So we know that the Logos, the divine word, came down from heaven to earth, became flesh to die for our sins to save us.
我们就看见那个神的道，神的儿子，他如何道成了肉身，来到这个地上为我们受死。
But now Hebrews is saying, Christian, you don't see that Jesus was a man.
希伯来书告诉我们说，基督徒们，如果你没有看见耶稣基督他成为一个人
that the Son of Man walked this earth by great suffering to die on our behalf to bring many sons to glory
因为神的儿子成为人子来到地上受尽了苦难为着要带许多的儿子进到荣耀里去
Many Christians know Christ, the Son of God
许多的基督徒他们认识神的儿子耶稣基督
But the kingdom race involves seeing Jesus the man.
然而这个进国度的赛跑确实让我们必须要认识这位来到地上成为人子的耶稣。
And I give you just one example, though this is not my topic.
我就给你一个例子虽然这在我的课题话题之外。
You and I need to see Jesus as our human high priest.
我们必须要认识到我们的主耶稣基督他是我们作为人的那个大祭司
Now we all love to sing that song There's a man in the glory
我们都唱过那首诗歌就是有一位人他现在在荣耀里
But do you realize that Jesus is a man now forever?
你有没有意识到主耶稣他现在作为人也是存到永远的
And when you meet him face to face he'll be a man
当你与他面对面相见的时候他是一位人
And the Holy Spirit wants you to see him as a man even now on this earth
现在圣灵也要帮助我们能够在地上的时候就看见说耶稣是一位人
Because the book of Hebrews bids us draw nigh to the throne of grace that you might receive grace and mercy in this time of need.
希伯来书催促我们要坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座的跟前，得恩惠蒙连续，做我们随时的帮助。
Now we Christians have got our theology a little mixed up.
但是我们基督徒有些时候我们的神学观念好像已经有点不清楚。
Because somehow, because of our fuzziness about God the Father, we think that throne is where Jesus is sitting.
所以有些时候我们因为想到父神的宝座的时候，我们就以为耶稣也坐在那里。
No, no, no.
不是。
The Jews understood this.
犹太人明白这一点。
Jesus in his gospel said, "It is my Father's kingdom, and he sits on the throne."
因为在这个福音书里面，耶稣也告诉我们说，这是我父的国，是他坐在那个宝座上。
But I want to bring you into his presence as the high priest.
但是作为这个大祭司，我愿意把你们带到他的同在里头。
Don't be afraid of coming to the Father's throne.
不要惧怕来到父神的宝座面前。
He's full of grace and mercy.
他充满了恩典和怜悯。
But look, I'm the high priest.
但是看看，我是你们的大祭司。
I'm interceding for you.
我为你们带祷。
Saint, let me take you by the hand and bring you into the throne presence of God.
圣徒们，我愿意牵着你们的手，牵着你们的手，把你们一同带到父神的宝座和他的同在里。
Now, once you've experienced Jesus, the human high priest, bringing you before his Father, you begin to run a race.
弟兄们，当你们能够真的看见这位人子，我们的大祭司耶稣，把我们带到他父神宝座跟前的时候，我们才能够开始这段赛程。Do
you think Jesus is the most beautiful thing you've ever seen?
你知道耶稣基督是你所见过最美丽的那一位吗？
Then Jesus would proudly say, "Let me show you my Father."
耶稣会非常自豪地跟你说，让我来向你看，展示父给你看。
Oh, I love my Father.
我非常的爱我的父。
I want you to grow up to know my Father.
我愿意你长大了也能够认识我的父。
The Father and I are one.
因为我与父原为一。
But he's the unseen Father, I am the seen Son.
他是这位看不见的父，但是我却是你们能够看见的子。
So come through the portal of a heavenly vision of me, and I will take you before the Father.
如果你们能够在异象中认识我的话，我就要把你们带到不能见的父面前。
This matter of running the kingdom race involves vision.
所以在关于到进国度的这个赛跑的时候，我们必须要有异象。
Vision that we may run.
有了这个异象，我们才学会奔跑。
You remember how Habakkuk was told to write the vision that he would receive that they may run who read it.
记得哈巴古书，他说到必须要得到那个异象，就要赐给他那个异象，使他们能够奔跑。Now
I hope that everybody here is a born again Christian.
我希望在座的每一位都是已经重生得救的基督徒。But
I hope that you'll come to the place where you're running with patience the race like Moses, seeing him who is unseen.
我也愿意大家能够像摩西一样来跑这个奔跑这个赛程的时候，能够看见那位不能看见的主。Now
Moses met the angel in the bush.
当然，摩西是在荆棘火焰里边遇见了天使。And
he met the angel on the mount who wrote the Ten Commandments.
然后在那个西乃山上，天使也写下了这个十诫。But
when Moses met the Father in the Holy of Holies, he dwelled in the tabernacle for 38 years.
当摩西在会幕里边遇见父天父的时候，那是天父在那边居住了38年。Think
about that.
想象一下。And
when he come out of the meeting, his face would be all aglow with a glory.
当他从会幕里边跟神相会出来了以后，他的脸上就发出了荣光。How
we need brothers and sisters in this life who glow from the presence of the Father.
我们是多么的需要，也有这样的圣徒，当因着他们与主的那样的相交，他们的脸上也能够，面上也能够发光。So
we look at Moses as we deal with this matter.
所以我们在看这个主题的时候，我们要来看摩西的生活。And
we see here that something is very important to our running.
在这边，我们看见对我们的奔跑来说非常重要的一个方面。Now
I'll make this statement.
我要做这样的一个陈述。
All Christians walk.
所有的基督徒他们都行走。
Not all Christians run.
但并不是所有的基督徒会奔跑。
But one of the keys to running instead of walking is to esteem the reproach of Christ greater than the treasures of this world.
那么从行走到奔跑之间需要一个关键的转捩点，那就是愿意为着愿意忍受基督所忍受的羞辱胜过埃及的财富。
What empowers the kingdom servant to press on?
是什么样的能力使这个国度的子民能够一直向前直跑？
Can you believe it's bearing the reproach of Christ that gives you the divine endurance?
你能够相信吗？是借着忍受基督所受的凌辱才能够使你有能力能够一直在国度的赛跑里边奔跑。
And when we do this, all we're doing is following the path of Jesus.
当我们这样做的时候，我们只不过是在那边一直跟随我们的主耶稣。
You know Hebrews chapter 12 by now, everybody's speaking it.
现在你们都已经很熟悉希伯来书十二章。
Let us run with endurance the race before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith,who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the Father.
让我们放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们的信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Now I'm so glad you're safe.
我非常的高兴您已经得救。
But are you interested in the kingdom?
但是你对国度有兴趣吗？
He goes on to say, for consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you'll not grow weary and lose heart.
他接着说，你那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
So we'll be looking at this matter of the reproach of Christ.
所以我们要来看这件事情，就是基督所受的凌辱。
Is that valuable to you? Is that a value to you?
对你来讲，这件事情是不是非常有价值？
Oh, I know you're thankful he suffered and died for your sins.
我知道他为着你的得救，他受死受难，你是非常的感恩。
But are you willing now to bear such a reproach?
那么现在的问题是，你愿不愿意？也为着他来忍受他的羞辱。
Now I don't know what word he's using in Chinese about reproach.
我不知道我们的中文关于这个 reproach 那是翻译成什么样的字。
But in English dictionary it says to reproach is to chide, to taunt, to censure, to condemn, to revile, to upbraid, to accuse.
所以在英文里头，这个凌辱这个词，它被翻译成被辱骂。被仇视，被羞辱，被责骂，被嘲讽，被谴责，被控告。
And in these end days,
在这最后
this is the lot of servants of the kingdom.
在最后的这个末世，这个就是神的每一个仆人在国度里边他们所应得的份。
Now it's in this regard, the reproach of Christ, that Moses is compared favorably to Jesus.
在这样的一个主题里头呢，摩西被比作跟用来跟耶稣相比。
How did Moses start running?
摩西是如何开始他的奔跑
？Running the heavenly way.
开始来奔跑这个天程。
When you turn to Hebrews chapter 3 at its very beginning, we read of Moses.
在希伯来书第三章一开始的时候，我们可以读到关于摩西的事。
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling. Ooh.That's Moses.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，我们知道这边有说到摩西。
Consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession. He was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses was faithful in all his house.
你们应当思想我们所认为使徒为大祭司的耶稣，他为那设立他的敬忠，如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样。
For he has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, by just so much as the builder of the house has more honor than the house.
他比摩西算是更配多得荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣。
For every house is built from someone, but the builder of all things is God.
因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。
Now Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken later. But Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end.
摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然尽忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
Moses did not clearly understand his heavenly calling until he met the Lord in the burning bush.
直到摩西在荆棘火焰里边遇见了主 之后，他才开始他在国度里的这个奔跑。
And from that moment on, he began to run.
从那个时刻开始，他就开始来奔跑。
And he ran faithfully, although the cost was great.
虽然代价非常的重大，但是他却忠心的在那条路上奔跑。
He bore the reproach of Christ in loneliness.
他单独的、独自的、孤独的忍受基督的羞辱、凌辱。
By the rebellion of God's children,
忍受神子民的背叛。
He knew hatred and sorrow.
他尝到了被憎恶，他尝到了难过的这样的遭遇。
Because he laid down his life to bring the children out of Egypt and to bring them to the edge of the promised land.
他把自己完全的舍弃，为了把神的百姓从埃及拯救出来，并且带到这个应许地的边缘。
And for all these things, he was rewarded with the reproach of Christ.
所有这一切他所付出的都是最后得到的，就是基督的凌辱。
He led them as the apostle through the Red Sea.
他作为这个使徒带领他的百姓来到红海边。
He brought down the foundation of the life of Israel from the Mount Sinai with the law, the word of God.
他从西乃山上把神的律法，也就是以色列民的这个生活的根基带给他们。
He ordered the people in their 12 tribes and set them around a tabernacle which he constructed so that people could fellowship with God.
他让以色列民能够组织起来，围绕着这个会幕来安营扎寨，使他们能够成为一个统一的国民。
And he led them through 42 stations of the wilderness, over 38 years of wandering, all the time bearing the reproach of Christ.
38年之久，他带领以色列的百姓走过旷野的42战，一路的忍受基督的羞辱、凌辱。
This is the reality of a servant of God.
这个就是一位神的仆人他所拥有的那个实际。
Now the reproach of Christ, we need to understand, it started long before Moses was ever born.
我们必须要明白，基督的凌辱其实在摩西之前很久就已经开始。
The origin of the reproach of Christ was Satan himself when he rebelled against God.
基督所受的凌辱的那个起点就是撒旦，当他开始来反叛神。
Satan used to be the greatest servant of God when his name was Lucifer, which means the bearer of light.
撒旦原来的名字叫路西佛，他原来是这个神之光的承受者。
But as a bearer of light and a great servant, he looked in the mirror one day and loved himself more than his God.
他曾经是神伟大的仆人，作为这位光的使者，有一天他在镜子里边看见自己的荣光的时候，他开始骄傲。
And he set upon himself a course to usurp the Father's Son and take the throne from him.
然后他就开始了他的那段行程，因为他要把神的儿子的所拥有的那个权柄要把他偷窃下来，篡夺。
For this, Lucifer was thrown out of the heavens of the heavens, down into the heavenlies, and his name was changed from Lucifer to Hasatan, which means the adversary.
因为这个缘故，路西佛就被从高天之上被逐到这个属天的境界里头，然后他的名字也被改从路西佛从明亮之星 改为撒旦，就是神的抵挡者。
And from that time, before Adam was even created, Satan hates God, the things of God, and especially the Son of God.
所以从那个时候开始，甚至在人被造之先，撒旦就开始来恨恶一切属于神的，特别是他恨恶神的儿子。
So the reproach of Christ is the hatred of Christ instigated by Satan and laid upon all who belong to Christ.
所以基督所受的凌辱就是这位恨恶神儿子的这个敌空这个神的敌人，他煽动一切属于基督耶稣的属神的儿女要来反叛，要来恨恶神。
You know, we're really such silly people.
你知道我们其实是很愚昧的子民。
We've been born again, but we think we're loved by everybody.
我们虽然重生得救了，但是我们觉得好像我们应该受所有人的喜欢。
But the Bible tells us clearly from the day we were saved, we entered into a spiritual warfare with Satan from the heavenlies, sending darts of condemnation 24 hours a day in your direction.
但是我们不知道从我们重生得救的那个时刻起，我们就这个天空属灵气的这个恶魔就开始来把他的那个火箭就开始来对着我们 来射。
We're so silly. We don't recognize that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers. That's arche. That arch means head. Archangels are the head angels. Arche.
我们是这样的愚昧，我们不知道我们是在这样的一个属灵征战里头，我们不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的，这些执政的指的就是这个天使长。
And then we wrestle against exousias, authorities.
然后我们要与那些掌权的来征战。
And these authorities are mighty spiritual forces that are placed over cities like Los Angeles and New York and Seattle and Vancouver and San Francisco.
这些所谓掌权的就是那些属灵气的那种大力的那种恶魔，他们被赋予了一些特定的一些领域，就像这些美国的不同的城市一样，那是他们所管辖的范围。
And anything that Christians accomplish under such exousias has to be done by overcoming power.
我们基督徒所要成就的任何事情，我们都必须要借着征战来胜过这些掌权的他们的这个管辖。
And then there's the world rulers of darkness.
然后就有管辖着幽暗世界
Cosmokratos. Cosmos means the world. Kratos means the powers.
就是这些管辖着幽暗世界那个黑暗的势力。
This is talking about men on this earth so possessed by Satan that they oppress God's people mercifully, unmercifully.
这是指的这个世界上的人，他们被这种邪灵的势力，黑暗的势力如此的控制，他们用这些邪恶的计谋要来统治，要来控制别人。
And then there are wicked spirits, that is demons, who are always coming to upset you, to cause fear, to cause anxiety.
然后就是这些属灵气的恶魔，他们就是这些在地上走来走去的这些邪灵污鬼，总是来压迫你，欺诈你，来试探你。
Of course, the tragedy is we didn't have to experience all of that.
当然，这是一个悲剧，就好像我们没有经历过所有这些事情。
Man was created to take the throne above all created things and to rule in this world.
神造人是为了来替神在神一切的造物里边来掌权。
When he was created, God says, "Be fruitful and have dominion over all things."
当他们被造的时候，神对他们说要生养众多，遍满全地，要来治理这地。
But John writes to us that because we have fallen in sin, now the whole world lies in the grip of the evil.
使徒约翰告诉我们说，因着我们的罪，现在我们知道全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
Now Hasatan, the adversary,He doesn't own anything.
其实撒旦他并没有拥有任何的东西。
But he steals stuff.
但是他却偷窃。
Steals your soul. He steals your life. He steals your joy.
他偷走了你的生命，他偷走了你的喜乐。
Boy, it must have been something when Jesus spoke up and said, I've come that you might have life. He has come to steal, to kill, to destroy.
当主耶稣基督宣告说，我来了是要让你们得生命，但是那恶者来了，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
And unfortunately, mankind who lives under the delusion that he can get rich and be happy, the American dream is true, he finds himself in bondage to things that never worked out the way he thought.
很不幸的是，我们很多的人以为我们在世上得救了以后的目的就是要欢乐，要去发财，要得到世界上所有那些好的东西，他们却忘记了他们所面对的这样的一个情况。
The first night, our brother Timothy Kwok talked about a brother he knew who made seven figures a year.
头一天，我们的郭弟兄提到了他的一个朋友，他是能够挣七位数字的收入。
I know of no such brother.
我不认识这样的弟兄。
Or no one who will admit it.
或者没有人承认他们这样富有。
But for that seven figures, our brother, probably, I know one who became very prosperous. He lost his wife, he lost his children, he became an alcoholic, he lost his health.
但是像这样的一位弟兄，我所认识的，因着他这样的一个收入，他失去了他的妻子，失去了他的工作，失去了他的一切的。
And the multi-million dollar life did not turn out the way he thought.
那么这位百万富翁的生活没有成为他所想要的那种幸福生活。
Oh, the enemy loves to give us things and then take all the joy out of it.
所以这个仇敌他多么盼望能够给我们所有这些我们所想要的所谓的好东西，但是却把我们的喜乐夺走，偷走。
So many of us were taken for so long.
所以很多的人他们就是这样子的被魔鬼所欺骗，所霸占非常长的时间。
But then we heard the good news that Jesus rescued us from the domain of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his beloved Son.
然后我们就听见了这个福音，我们神的儿子把我们救我们脱离了黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
And the Lord set us free from so much burden of sin.
神把我们从罪的重担底下解救出来。
And we began to walk in light.
然后我们就开始在光明中行走。
John writes that my little children, the young Christians, they walk in the light.
所以使徒约翰说到，小子们呐，年轻的基督徒，你们是在光明中行走。
Now they're not ready to run yet.
他们还没有办法开始来奔跑。
But they walk in the light.
他们却在光明中来行走。
As he is in the light.
就好像神在光明之中。
We have fellowship with him.
我们可以跟神来交通。
And the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin.
主耶稣的宝血也洁净我们一切的罪。
Oh, but it's young men who run by the word of God.
但是那些青壮年他们可以靠着主耶稣的宝血可以起来奔跑。
This is probably a place that most of the young people here have not come to yet.
也许我们在座的很多的年轻人现在还没有到达这个少年人这样的一个地步。
So as young Christians, we walk in the light.
所以作为年轻的基督徒我们在光明中行走。
But the enemy continues to try to hinder our Christian life.
这个仇敌他会继续不断的要来拦阻我们来成为一个奔跑的人。
Satan has been hindering man's life down through the times of man's history.
整个人类历史仇敌撒旦一直在那边试图拦阻神的儿女要来跟随主要来奔跑。
You know, there's a story in the days of Noah.
你记得在挪亚的日子那个故事。
Here's man with the destiny to rule with Christ.
他是这样的一个人被神所拣选命定要与基督同作王的人。
But Satan's darkness in that fallen world had caused iniquity to abound so greatly.
但是在那个时代撒旦的诡计让这个世界堕落到如此深的一个地步。
That he devised the plan.
那么神在这边有一个计划。
The sons of God, that is fallen angels, came down to earth and had children through women.
魔鬼有一个计划，他设计了一个计划，就让这个所谓堕落的天使，他们就来让这些人的女子来怀孕。
To become the giants in the earth and to destroy or to oppress all mankind.
他们所生下来的就是那些所谓的伟人，要借着他们，仇敌就可以控制、统治所有地上的人。
And so the flood was necessary to take that strategy out of the enemy's hand.
所以，为着要把这个仇敌的计谋破坏，神就用洪水来审判世界，把这些伟人给灭掉。
The enemy tried to lie to Abraham.
仇敌要来欺骗亚伯拉罕。
His wife said, "Hey, you can have a kid by my maid."
他的妻子就对他说：“你可以借着我的使女来得一个孩，得一个儿子。
Yeah, that way I'd have a kid.
这样的话呢，我也可以有一个后裔。”
God said, "No, no, not my seed, not my kid."
但是神说：“不是的，那个不是我所要的这个后裔。
You know, the story goes down through the history.
你知道历史上都有这样的故事。
In Esther's day, the devil came up with a scheme to destroy all of God's people so that there could be no more Jews for Jesus to be born of the tribe of Judah.
在以斯帖的那个时代，我们知道仇敌借着哈曼所设的这个诡计，要把所有的犹太人都把他灭绝。
And speak about bearing reproach. What happened when Jesus was born?
谈到基督所受的这个凌辱，我们可以想象一下，当耶稣诞生的时候，那个情形会怎么样？
How did Herod get so worried that he sent troops to Bethlehem to kill all the children?
希律王如此的担心他的王位，他就把他的军队派到伯利恒去，把所有两岁以里的婴儿全部杀死。
And Satan had a divine appointment with Jesus in the wilderness as he tempted him to abort his destiny.
撒旦跟耶稣有那样一个约定，把他带到旷，把在旷野里头来试探他，要把他的这个救赎的这个计划把他终止。
And through many experiences, probably in his early dependent childhood, but even when he grew up, the men tried to push him off the cliff in Nazareth.
我们看见，当他后来在拿撒勒那个地方的时候，那些人要把他从悬崖边上推下去。
And when he began to serve, the leaders of the Jews became obsessed with destroying him. Sadducees, Pharisees, Herodians, we've got to kill this guy. What makes people so anti-Semitic?
所以在他出来服事的时候，我们看见当时地上所有的那些宗教人士，无论是法利赛人、撒都该人、希律党人等等，他们一直着迷于要把他除灭，要把他杀掉。我们看见从来没有看见那样子的来恨恶这个赛特的后裔。
Now, I have nothing to say about the political situation right now in Gaza, but that anti-Semitism, which is now all across the United States, it comes from Satan.
所以我们现在不愿意谈论这种当前的这种国际政治，但是这种反犹主义的那个根源，从那个时候开始，你就看见是如此的强大。
What did the average Jew do wrong that somebody wants to kill him?
那么普通的犹太人，他们做错了什么呢？这样子的反犹主义，这么样的猖獗。
He's one of God's chosen people.
因为他们是神所拣选的子民。
So Jesus went through such reproach.
所以耶稣他忍受了世界上撒旦来的凌辱。
He went from town to town, preached the good news, healed many people, and faced reproach from place to place.
他走遍了乡村城镇，非常信实的医病赶鬼，传天国的福音。
He had to escape from Herod on occasion.
他要很不时的要逃避这个希律的逼迫。
And so you see, he faced that warfare all his life.
我们就知道，看见基督他的一生都是面对这样的一个属灵的征战。
Now, of course, you realize that all of this was in God's plan.
当然，你应该意识到，所有这一切的发生都在神的计划之中。
And it's because Jesus bore this reproach that when he died on the cross, he rose again in glory, untouchable by the enemy.
我们知道，正是因为他忍受了这世上一切这样的一个羞辱，这样的一个凌辱，当他从死里复活之后，他得到了那个无比的荣耀，是任何邪恶仇敌的势力没有办法摸到。
The gospel plan of Jesus' death, resurrection, ascension, and glorification was never understood by the devil.
仇敌永远没有办法明白这个福音的这个故事，从耶稣的降生、受死、复活、升天、得荣耀。
What the devil meant for evil, God used for good.
仇敌他是带着这个苦害的这个意念， 但是神却使用了他，最后得到了荣耀。
Now, why do we share this gospel story?
为什么我们要在这里重复这个福音的故事呢？
Because the average Christian is walking in this world, and they are walking in the darkness regarding the hatred and reproach of Christ.
因为大多数普通的基督徒，他们在这个世上生活行走的时候，他们其实是行走在一个黑暗的光景里头，因为他们不知道仇敌的这个工作。
I wonder even the disciples who went with Jesus, what they must have thought when Jesus said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you're not of this world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you.
我不知道他的门主耶稣的门徒是不是明白这句话，当主耶稣对他们说的时候，世人若恨你们，你们知道恨你们已经恨我了。你们若属这世界，世界必爱属自己的，只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。
Do you think the disciples believe that?
你觉得这些门徒们他们相信这句话吗？
But they learned that within a couple of years.
然而几年之后他们就学到了这个功课。
Now the hatred and reproach of Christ had fallen on them for simply being disciples bringing eternal life to the world.
就是因为他们是耶稣基督的门徒跟随者，他们要把这个永生带给世人，他们为此受到了这个世界的恨恶和逼迫。
Now did you sing that song? I crossed the separating line, left the world behind me.
刚才我们唱的这首诗歌，我已经跨过了这个分界线，我已经把世界远远抛在后面。
Have you experienced the reproach of Christ?
你有没有经历到基督所受的凌辱呢？
Do you think all your trouble just comes because you got a bad deal, or your boss is crooked, or you were just unlucky in your investments?
你是不是觉得你所遇见的麻烦，一切都是因为这些啊、你的这个你不是很有运气，或者你遇见了很坏的老板等等呢？
The difference between a person, a Christian who is walking, and a Christian who is running, is that the Christian who is running is bearing the reproach of Christ.
一个行走的基督徒和一位奔跑的基督徒，他们中间的区别就是这位奔跑的基督徒他在那边忍受基督所受的凌辱。
In the mystery of God's working, rather than the reproach being a disincentive, once you bear the reproach of Christ, there is a power and an anointing to run with endurance.
他们不知道这些愿意选择来忍受基督所受的凌辱的这些圣徒们，他们其实得到了一个得力的得胜的一个秘诀。
And so,the writer of Hebrews uses Moses as one who esteemed the reproach of Christ above the treasures of Egypt.
所以希伯来书的作者就用摩西做榜样来鼓励我们，他是看为基督所受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵。
Here's how he defines it in Hebrews.
这是希伯来书怎么样子来说这件事情。
He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他不肯称为法老女儿之子。
That's an amazing thing.
这是非常令人惊奇的。
He bore the reproach of Christ, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt.
他愿意为基督所受的凌辱，他看那个凌辱比埃及的财物更加宝贵。
Now how could he bear the reproaches of Christ? Because he lived 1,000 years at least before Jesus was born.
那么他是如何的能够来承受基督所受的凌辱呢？他在基督诞生之前1000多年生活。
But in fact, these faithful ones of God spoken of in the book of Hebrews had been bearing the reproach of the Lamb of God who was slain from the foundation of the world.
希伯来书十一章这边所提到的这些有信心的人，他们就是一直这样子的，从创世以来就开始在那边愿意接受基督所受的凌辱。
Now Egypt was one of the four great empires of world history.
我们知道埃及是世界上原初四个最大的这个世界历史上原初的四大文明之一。
It was as worldly could be.
是代表这个世界的世界。
They deified their pharaoh as God.
他们把他们的国王就是法老神格化。
They succeeded economically. by taskmasters who grabbed tribes all over Africa and the Middle East and made them slaves to build their monuments and to till their fields.
他们借着这些督工把各个民族的人掳来作为他们的奴隶，在那边取得了巨大的成就，建造像金字塔之类的。
Science was their religion.
科学就是他们的宗教。
That's why the United States is like Egypt.
这是为什么美国非常的像埃及。
As far as Mammon goes,
至于说到这个马门,
he is a taskmaster over many, many people who have successful jobs but are having their soul stolen from them.
马门就好像这个埃及的督工一样, 他就借着他的这个财务让很多很多的人做他的奴隶, 借着工作, 借着他们在世上的这个成功, 把他们牢牢地捆绑在那里。
Now, because Egypt was bent on being prosperous and making lots of money by enslaving people,
因为埃及他们就在那边存心要借着这个发财, 然后把这些人都把他奴役, 成为奴隶。
A new pharaoh who didn't know about Joseph heard about the population growth in Goshen because the Jews were having so many bambinos.
这个埃及的这个不认识约瑟的这个新的这个王起来了，他听说在歌山地呢，以色列人他们在那边生养众多，他就觉得他可以来使用他们来达到自己的目的。Those
Jews are going to get more populous than we Egyptians who aren't having so many good kids.
因为他们能够生养众多，生出了很多的好的孩子，那么他们有一天会变得非常的强大。Now
they didn't make a rule to have a one-child policy.
他们在那边没有在那边实行一个孩子的独生子女的政策。But
down in Goshen, when a Jewish child was born, if he was a male, he was to be drowned in the Nile River.
但是他们却用了一个政策，就是在歌山地，如果有一个是男孩子出生的话，就要把他扔到埃及那个尼罗河里。
So you see, Moses was born under the reproach of Christ.
所以我们就看见摩西从出生开始就是在基督所受的凌辱之下。
So the story starts out there in Hebrews 11:23. By faith, Moses, when he was born.
所以这个故事在希伯来书11章23节那边提到，摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子。
Now wait a minute. When Moses was born, how much faith did he have? All right, we'll let that go.
Okay.
But you see, Moses, being in the eternal plan of God, had faith before he had faith.
所以我们看见在神永世的那个旨意的里头，那个目的的里头，摩西从出生开始，甚至在他出生之前，他就是在信心里边出生的。
So, of course, when it says Moses had faith when he was born, it really says the midwives had faith. And they were not afraid to let these baby Jewish boys live.
甚至在摩西出生之前，神就借着这些接生婆的、收生婆的他们的信心，使摩西能够照着神的旨意能够诞生下来。
And Moses' parents had faith because they saw this child was beautiful before God.
他的父母是有信心的人，因为他们看见他在神面前是个俊美的孩子。
Miriam was 7 years old.
米利安呢，那个时候已经有七岁了。
And she looked okay.
她长得不错。Now
Aaron was 3 years old when Moses was born.
那亚伦呢，是已经3岁了，当摩西诞生的时候。He
kind of looked like a religious guy, not so good.
他看起来像一个宗教人士，他好像不怎么样。Moses,
Moshe, Moshe.
摩西，摩西。
My beautiful child.
我的非常美丽，俊美的孩子。
Must be some reason for this child.
神一定是有一个特别的计划。Let's
hide him for 3 months.
我们把他隐藏3个月吧。
Now Moses could have been an opera singer, because for 3 months he went until they couldn't hide him anymore.
摩西大概是能够成为一个歌唱家，他有3个月的时候，他的那个哭声是这么大，他们没办法再隐藏。
By faith, They put him in a little basket and floated him on the Nile.
因着信，他的父母就把他放在一个蒲草箱里边，让他浮在那个尼罗河上。
Now, what a coincidence.
看起来好像是一切都是偶然的。
Pharaoh's daughter happened to come along.
那么法老的女儿那个时候就很偶然就走到了尼罗河边。
Saw a beautiful kid.
看见了这样一个俊美非凡的孩子。
And took him out of the river just like having a puppy dog.
就好像我们今天能够把一个宠物拯救一样，他就把他从尼罗河里边拉上了。
Look, look, we got a puppy dog. Moshe, Moshe.
看看我有一个宠物。
Moshe means drawn out of the water.
摩西的意思就是从水里边拉上来的意思。
So that's his Egyptian name.
这是他埃及的那个名字。
Just so happened, 7-year-old Miriam was putting her makeup on and saw this happen.
好像是很偶然的，这个七岁的米利安呢，他刚刚好化完妆，他就看见了这一切所发生的事。
She said, oh, oh, you want me to find somebody to take care of this baby?
他就对法老的女儿说，你要让我去为他找一位奶妈吗？
Yeah, yeah, find somebody.
他说，好啊，可以啊。
Mama came.
然后摩西的母亲就来了。
Mama raised Moshe for several years.
然后母亲就把摩西抚养了好几年。
And gave him to the Pharaoh's daughter.
摩西抚养了好几个月，然后就把摩西送给了法老的女儿。
Now for 40 years, Moses was the darling of Egypt.
所以大概有40年之久，摩西在那边就成了埃及人所最喜爱的那个王子。
How the world loves a movie star personality.
这个世界是如何的喜欢这个电影明星那样的人物。
According to America, Moses looked like Charlton Heston.
美国人就把用 Charles Heston 这个演员来扮演摩西。
And it says in Acts 7:22, Now Moses was educated in all the learning of Egyptians.
在使徒行传第七章那边说，摩西就学了埃及一切的学问。
Went to engineering school.
他去了工程学院。
He became an architect.
他成了一位建筑师。
And according to Jewish tradition, not only an architect, a general in the army.
根据埃及人的传统，他不仅仅是一位建筑师，而且他是一位军事领袖。
Stephen just says he was a man of power in words and deeds.
斯蒂凡在这边说到，他是一位说话行事都有才能的人。
And of course, God sovereignly raises up his kids in the world's best universities.
神在他的主宰里头，他用这个世界的这些学校把他的儿女们培养起来。
So none of you, of course, went to some state university. You went to Harvard. You went to Yale. You went to Biola.
当然在座的大概不会去上一些州立大学，而是去耶鲁、去哈佛、去 Biola。
And you know, in the plan of God, when you look at the Bible, God raised up Daniel in the best way from the world.And Isaiah in the court of the king. And David as well. And Saul of Tarsus raised in the best learning there could be.
我们看见圣经里边神所用的这些仆人，他们都是受了很好的教育，像但以理他在埃及的他在巴比伦的这个王宫里头，像以赛亚在犹大的王宫里头，像大卫还有大树的扫罗也是受到最良好的教育。
Did I say all that?
Yes.
He threw in a couple more universities, I think. For 40 years, no reproach, loved by the world.
大概有40年之久，他没有忍受任何的凌辱，他被这个世界所拥戴，所喜爱。
And of course he was loved because he was part of the world.
当然他被喜爱了，因为他就是世界的一份子。
But, as we know, something was stirring in his heart.
当然我们都知道，在他的心里边开始有了一个意念。
You know, in the kingdom, everyone who is running in the kingdom is running as a servant. Running is a servant verb.
我们知道，在一个国度里边奔跑的人，他其实是一个仆人，是一个奔跑的仆人。
But Moses at this point wasn't running.
在那个点的时候，摩西还没有开始来奔跑。
But he was sensing a calling deep within his being.
但是在他的生命里边，他感觉到一个很深的、很强的一个呼召。
Now, how can you tell a true servant of God?
你是如何能够辨别一位真正神的仆人？
They have a burden for God's people.
他们对神的百姓有一个负担。
And one day, Mo climbed into his chariot with a bunch of horses and drove down to Goshen to check up on the children of Israel.
有一天，摩西进了，赶上他的马车，到了歌山地，他要来看一看他自己的兄弟。
He had no idea what was about to happen.
他没有想到下面会发生什么。
Something happened to Moses by faith.
但是因着信。有些事情发生了。
As he saw one of his own Jewish brethren being beaten by an Egyptian,
他看见了他的一位以色列的兄弟被一位埃及人所欺负。
This mighty man in word and deed took things into his own hands and killed the Egyptian and buried him in the sand.
这位说话行事都有才能的摩西就把那位埃及人杀死，把他埋在沙土里。
He was doing the work of God.
他在这边为神做事。
He was going to kill the Egyptians one by one until 2 million Egyptians were killed.
他就想这样子来把埃及人一个一个的杀死，直到200万的埃及人都被杀灭，都被消灭。
Oh, what a great plan that is!
这是一个何等伟大的计划。
But by faith, this action, he crossed the separating line.
但是因着信，因着他的这个行为，他越过了那个分界线。
And when it was, he realized that.His actions were going to be reported back to Egypt. He fled for his life.
当他意识到他的这个做法已经被报告回了埃及的王宫以后，他就逃跑到旷野里头。
And from that time on, he was hated by Pharaoh, by Egypt, for denying them. They had him in the palm of their hands. This is one of the Son of God's kids. We had him, and he escaped.
然后从那个时候开始他就被埃及人所恨恶，因为他背叛了他们，然后从那个时候开始他就逃到旷野里头。
That's like a lot of servants of God today.
就好像今天在座很多神的仆人一样。
They hear the calling of God, and they say, I accept Lord, and they immediately run out and start doing things, killing people.
他们就像摩西一样，说我听见了神的呼召，所以他们马上就开始来起来为神做事情。他们就开始来杀人。
But Moses wasn't ready to run.
但是摩西还没有预备好来奔跑。
He needed to walk.
他需要先来学会行走。
But he had started, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他就是以这样拒绝称为法老女儿之子作为他的起点。
He chose to endure the ill treatment of the people of God over enjoying the passing pleasures of Egypt.
他拣选，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
But of course, he wasn't ready to run. Sorry, he wasn't ready to run.
他那个时候还没有预备好要来奔跑。
He'd never met God. He had never met God.
他那个时候还没有遇见神。
He had never heard God.
他那时候还没有听见神说话。
He didn't know the ways of God.
他还不认识神做事的法则。
How can he serve God?
那么他如何的来服侍神呢？
But that's what happens many times.
这样的事情在我们身上也发生过多次。
You see, he may have been trained in the house of Pharaoh, but he wasn't qualified to be one of Christ's servants.
他虽然在法老的王宫里 受装备，但是他作为神的仆人来讲，还没有那个资格。
Now this matter of the reproach of Christ can be translated easily. You must come to the place where you understand that the Satan and the world hates you.
那么关于受基督凌辱的这件事情有一个很简单的解释，那就是你要开始来被这个世界恨恶。
Now I know that's hard for young people.
我知道对年轻人来讲这是很难的一件事。
Because they've been taught to love everybody.
因为他们实在希望能够受众人的喜爱。
Even though everybody doesn't love you.
虽然并不是，哦，他们，对，虽然并不是每个人都喜欢你，但是呢，他们愿意去讨所有人的喜欢。
Now Jesus, my Savior, walked through this world being hated by the Romans, being hated by the Jewish leaders, being hated by Satan.
我们的救主耶稣基督来到世上的时候，他是被所有的人都恨恶，罗马人、犹太人这些宗教领袖。
But I'm going to walk through this world being loved by all my worldlians.
但是我却愿意在世界上来行走，被所有这些世界上的人都来拥戴，都来喜爱。
Jesus walked in this world, but he was not of this world.
耶稣行走在世界里边，却不属于这个世界。
But those Christians who are walking but not running are those Christians who are still trying to live in this world as part of this world.
那些只知道行走却不能奔跑的基督徒，他们的愿望就是在这个世界中间行走，而且在这个世界中生活，而且很舒服的作为这个世界的一份子生活下去。
There was a famous preacher in England. His name is Martin Lloyd Jones.
在英国有一位非常有名的一位传道人，他的名字叫钟马田。I
like this quote he speaks about this matter.
我很喜欢引用他所说的这句话。The
Christian is a man who expects nothing from this world.
基督徒是对世界不抱任何期望的人。He
does not pin his hopes on it.
他不把希望寄托在世界上。Because
he knows the world is doomed.
因为他知道这个世界注定要被毁灭。Now,
while we live in this world, of course, we have to live among people.
当然，我们活在世上，我们必须要活在世人的中间。And
in our subtle civilization, you're allowed to work on a worldly job, and to live in a worldly neighborhood is okay.
我们活在这个世俗的世界里边，我们会在这个世人中间生活，我们也会有工作。But
you remember what James says?
但是你记得使徒雅各所说的吗？
You adulterous people.
你们这些淫乱的人啊,
Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God?
岂不知与世俗为友就是与神为敌吗?
Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of God makes himself an enemy of God.
所以凡想与世俗为友的就是与神为敌了。
Now, I think many young people aren't convinced of that.
我知道很多的年轻人对这一点并不以为然。
But you know, some of the older ones around have watched many children of God sell their soul to the world.
很多年长辈们，他们看见我们的年轻人就是这样把他们的灵魂出卖给这个世界。The
enemy targets a Christian and wants to steal your soul.
因为这个仇敌，他就以我们的神的儿女为目标，愿意要把我们的灵魂夺走。And
if we only saw, if one day, as it were, the curtain were drawn back and we see all the ways the enemy is stealing God's children with media, with TikTok, with things. It's just amazing, his strategy.
有一天，如果这个幔子被揭开，让我们看见仇敌如何在暗中用所有这些技术性的这些 TikTok 这些 social media 来把我们的下一代这样子的夺走的时候，我们都会感觉非常的震惊。It's
a good thing that this new generation is rising up and saying, I'm not sure I want to buy into this world.
现在非常好的消息就是，不是所有的年轻人，他们都心甘情愿的愿意这样子的被世界所掳去。Because
so many people believe the world's lies.
很多的人，他们是这样子的相信了这个世界的谎言。And
many Christians who know better have become too comfortable to bear the reproach.
但是有很多的基督徒，他们虽然知道这些真理。 但是呢，他们却愿意贪图那个世界上的这种享乐。But
in order to be a servant of the kingdom,
然而，如果我们要成为这个国度的仆人,
you cross the separating line.
我们必须要越过那个分界线。It
comes to the place where you'd say, I'd rather live among God's people than live out there in the world tasting all of its delicacies.
必须有一个点，他要来拣选，宁可和神的百姓同受苦害。 也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。In
the end, Moses didn't just run away.
最后，摩西不仅仅只是逃跑了。In
Hebrews 11:27, it says, "By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen."
希伯来书11:27节说，他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。Now,
how can we see him who is unseen?
我们如何的能够看见这位不能看见的主呢?
Does that make sense to you?
这是不是有道理呢?
Faith sees him who is unseen.
只信心让我们能够看见那位不能看见的。
This is the particular function of faith.
这个是那个信心所特有的那个功效。
It sees promises that other people don't see.
因为它能够是那个应许让我们看见其他人看不见的。
It sees where God working when other people can't see.
他应许我们说，他我们能够看见那些其他人看不见的神的工作。
And brothers and sisters, if we don't come to the fact where we realize that this race we run is not just on this earth, there is a corresponding race in heaven we're racing at the same time.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须要意识到这一点，要看见这一点，就是我们不仅在地上在奔跑这个天程，而且在天上也同样的有一段的旅程，我们也在那里奔跑。
Can you run a two-dimensional race?
你可不可以同时在两个不同的层面上头来奔跑这个赛跑呢？
Can you coordinate your race on earth with that race in heaven you're racing?
你可不可以同时的来协调你在地上的这段旅程，你在天上的那段旅程来相配呢？
Faith can grasp these mysteries.
但是信心却可以让我们能够抓住这样的一种奔跑。
Hebrews is not talking about running on the ground.
希伯来书并没有只是在说到我们在地上的这一段奔跑。
If you follow on, it turns out he's talking about you're running the race up Mount Zion.
如果你继续读下去的话，你会发现希伯来书也在这边说到，我们是朝着天上的耶路撒冷锡安山来奔跑。
And there you're meeting saints gone by, and you're meeting angels, and you're meeting the assembly of the righteous, and you're meeting Jesus, and you're meeting the living God.
是在那个地方，你能够看见这个众多的天使，看见这众长子智慧所共聚的总会，在那边遇见我们的主耶稣基督，在那边看见我们的神。
Now, not having studied in the universities of Egypt, I don't know how that works out, that you're running this way and this way.
如果你在地上的大学里边所受的这个训练，我不知道能不能让你能够看见这样的一种奔跑。But
all I know is, if my dear brother and sister can have a glimpse of the goal of the Father, you'll become a runner and not just a walker.
我希望我们的弟兄姊妹，哪怕只能够窥见到一点点我们的那个目标，看见我们的神，看见那个天成。 那个就可以使我们能够起来做一个奔跑。Now
the Lord does strange things, doesn't he?
我们的主做了很多奇妙、很奇怪的事情，对不对？
Many of your families migrated to the United States for the American dream.
我们在座有很多的家庭，我们移民到美国来是为了来追求美国梦。But
now he's asking you.
现在他在向你呼唤
to run the race to bring in his kingdom.
去。 奔跑这个赛跑，这个赛程，要来把他的天国带到地上。In
the early days, those who came over here with nothing and accumulated things, we can understand that.
最初我们都很贫穷，我们来到这个国家，我们积累了财富，这个我们能够理解。But
if your goals at this moment are surely and truly worldly, then you're on the wrong track.
但是如果你到现在为止，你在地上的目标仍然是继续的在这个世界上的发达，那么你一定是。 跑错了路。We
don't know what's going on in our country right now. But there's a shaking going on.
在这个国家，我们不知道会发生什么，但是我们知道是在一个震动的里面。If
you're spending all your energies laying stuff aside, you might be surprised of the loss that you'll face.
如果你在这个地上继续不断的只是在那积攒地上的财宝的话，有一天你会知道说你损失了什么。Well,
we'll have to talk next time. About how Moses began to run the race.
我们必须要在下一堂来再继续的谈论。It
only took walking 40 years for him to get ready.
他仅仅花了另外40年的时间来行走，使他能够奔跑。And
that means he was as old as Brother Godwin and me before he got to run the race.
这也意味着他在那个时候，只不过到了我跟孙弟兄的这个年龄的时候，他才开始来奔跑。Now
I don't think we have long enough for you to get as old as Godwin and me.
我不相信我们在座的能够还要等那么长的时间才能够像我们一样。There's
a race to run.
有一个赛跑在等着我们。When
you're bearing the reproach of Christ, there's an energy that zips you off the start line. and gives you endurance to the end.
当你愿意来承受基督的凌辱的时候，你马上就会得到一个力量，它能够让你激励你起来，起来奔跑。
Oh Lord, we see this great kingdom matter before us.
主啊，我们在这边看见这样宝贵、这样荣耀的一个国度的前景在我们面前。
The king has come to us clothed as a man.
我们看见我们的王来到地上，他穿上人形。
And is now leading many sons to glory.
今天他也在带领很多的儿子要进到荣耀里。
As we follow our heavenly calling.
如果我们在这边回应我们属天的呼召。
Open our eyes to see the truth of what's going on.
打开我们的眼睛。
Enable us to cross that separating line.
使我们看见这个实际，而且使我们能够愿意起来奔跑。
Even as Moses got to cross the Red Sea of his death.
甚至当摩西愿意来到这个红海作为他死的这个十字架。
So we want to be your servants.In this world with higher purposes and plans.
我们也愿意在这个世界上成为你的见证人，为着这个属天的呼召。
Do lift our limited vision in these days.
主啊，愿你来开启我们的眼睛，看见更高的意象。
And may all of your precious ones come to meet the Father, Him who is unseen.
愿你所有蒙爱的儿女都能够愿意到你的宝座面前。来看见我们荣耀的父在宝座。
We pray knowing this is God's will through Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告是因为我们看见借着耶稣基督，这是我们神的旨意。
Amen.
Amen.